This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let me share a few ideas with you. A few days ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, when I was in Saudi Arabia, I was in Taif, my hometown. I was born in Taif. And I followed the sunnah of my father. My father used to pray in a masjid called Abdullah ibn Abbas. Yeah? Abdullah ibn Abbas, he left Mecca to die in Taif. And to live in Taif, and he died in Taif, and there is a masjid there, big masjid, the main masjid in Taif, is called Abdullah ibn Abbas, or sometimes they call it Al-Abbas. And in that masjid, it is the main masjid, and next to it is the graveyards. And they normally carry on the janazah processes or the janazah prayers there, in that masjid. And normally we have 3-4 janazah, or sometimes 1 janazah. My father, one of his habits, jazallah khairan, is to walk all the way to the masjid every dhuhr and to pray janazah there and to attend the janazah prayer. I had a sister who passed away 30 years ago, and she was buried in one of those graveyards there. So I prayed dhuhr there, and then there were maybe 5 janazahs, so we followed the janazah until to be buried. And subhanAllah, I was reflecting on my sister's situation. I was remembering her. She died when she was 18, 19, almost 30 years ago. And I said that, subhanAllah, that was a very, very long time ago when she passed away. And I said, I wonder what situation or how she is living now in one of those graves. I was thinking about this. How is she living? Is she suffering now? May Allah Jalla wa Ala forgive her and forgive all the deceased people. Is she suffering now? But when we suffer here, we had a chance to end this suffer or to rectify our problems. But if she is suffering, she had no chance to improve her situation. And, or I said, will she be enjoying, maybe she is part, she is in the grave and the grave is part of the Jannah. And if she is enjoying, alhamdulillah, but she had no chance to increase her enjoyment because her deeds came to an end. And she had no chance to improve her situation whatsoever. And I was reflecting upon this. And then I was looking to the other graves. And I said, subhanAllah, all of them are like this. And I said, she died 30 years ago. 30 years ago, and we are still living and waiting for the day of resurrection. How long are we going to wait for the day of resurrection? And how long she is going to wait for the day of resurrection? For us, 30 years is a very, very long period of time. But I'm sure for her, it's just a very short period of time. And she lost the chance. And subhanAllah, that had an impact on me. And I said, subhanAllah, Allah Jalla wa Ala is giving us these chances. He's giving us a chance after a chance to reflect and to improve our situation. And Allah Jalla wa Ala, that's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, visit a lot the graves, because it reminds you with the reality, with death. So I said, in this life, we are just struggling, and we are trying to win the battle between ourselves and the shaitan. And in order to, what? To get into the Jannah. In order to be, when we are in that situation, which is the grave, we will be successful. We will not be suffering in the grave. And then I was reflecting, if a person had a big house in this dunya, and that big house in this dunya, who will be very happy of that big house, but that big house will come to an end. Everything in this dunya will come to an end. But I said, if this person had that house in the Jannah, this house will remain with him or with her forever. Forever. So, any wise person, he will try to make that house bigger and more luxury house, and he will put an effort, the maximum effort, in order to make that house as luxurious as possible. And we have the chance to do that. We have the chance to do that. And then again, I was reflecting upon the people of the hellfire. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها. Whenever they want to leave the hellfire, Allah Jalla wa Ala will send them back to the hellfire. Imagine. And I said, if a person, as we always say, if a person has a headache, and he knows that this headache will be continuous with him, it will not come to an end. Means tomorrow I will have the same headache. In the night I will have the same headache. And I will wake up with the same headache. Imagine if this person is living in an oven, and the hellfire is burning him from all sides, and he will vanish, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will rebuild his body in order for him to taste the adab. As Allah Jalla wa Ala said in the Quran, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُنُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ. So they will taste the adab. And any person who is suffering from any kind of punishment, his hope is what? Is that this punishment will come to an end. But the people of the hellfire, they have no hope for this punishment to come to an end. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is something very severe. This is something horrible. So I said, this dunya is really worth nothing. In reality, is worth nothing. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala said, that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَمَوْضِعُ صَوْتِ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Just the place of the sawt, the whip, okay, which is that area. In the Jannah is better than the whole dunya. The whole dunya. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the least in terms of adab at the day of resurrection is a person who is what? Who is having shoes of hellfire or burning coal. And as a result of that, his brain is what? Is boiling out of that. And this is who? This is the least in terms of adab at the day of resurrection. And when is this adab going to come to an end? It will never come to an end. And that's why we need to remember these brothers. Okay, we need to remember and always reflect upon these things. And that's why the main purpose of us, of any individual, brothers, and take it as an advice, please, okay, from myself, that he works for the Akhirah. Forget about this dunya. Okay, this dunya is going to finish like this. But to work for the Akhirah, put the Akhirah in front of your eyes. Let us all help each other to put the Akhirah in front of our eyes. And listen, we will be the teacher or the sheikh or the organizers of any event, we will be cheating you. If we do not help each other, if we don't help you to go to the Akhirah, and you will be successful in the Akhirah. Any event you attend, any lecture you attend, if that lecture or that event doesn't help you to be more successful in the Akhirah, then that is worthless. And maybe me, like a sheikh or ustad or whatever, if I don't push you, force you, okay, to go to the Akhirah with the maximum number of deeds at the day of resurrection, as Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned in the Quran, you will be against me. And you will say that we were following him, and he was not telling us that the reality of the situation is like this. We wouldn't imagine. He was not teaching us this. And you will blame me. But at that point, as Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hasr about Shaitan, he will say, I was just misleading them, and they followed me. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُهُمْ فَاسْتَجَابُ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourselves. But okay, we are all together in order to help each other to go to Jannah with the maximum number of deeds. So, and instead of having, just let us think of it, brothers. Wallahi, really, please. And that's why I advise every single one of us, whenever we have time, individually, just reflect upon this. Individually and reflection is one of the very successful things, powerful things in terms of the self-discipline and self-tarbiyah. Think about yourself, think about death, think about what you have achieved in the day or in the Jannah. What you have achieved. How many palaces in Jannah do you have? And then instead of having 100 palace, why don't you have 1,000 palace? Because 1,000 palace, imagine, let us just, subhanAllah, once you think about it, the whole perception of life changes. Imagine that if you have one palace, it will remain with you 1,000 years, 100,000 1,000 years, 1 million years, 200 million, it will remain forever with you. So if that's it, that's it. You cannot improve it. And that's why they said that Allah Jalla wa Ala deprived people or stopped people from grief. Otherwise, people in Jannah will continue grief. Why? Because once they enjoy something, they will say, oh, we missed the chance. Had we known that Subhanallah will give us that plant, that big plant in Jannah, planet in Jannah, we wouldn't stop from saying Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Because every second I say, okay, another big tree is what? Is put in Jannah, is planted in Jannah for us. Once I say قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ 10 times, a big palace will be built for me in Jannah. So, if I knew that, or had I knew that, I would leave anything except what? Except increase my rewards to get these things that will remain with me forever. And then instead of me seeing other people having these types of luxury things in Jannah, I would have also these luxurious things in Jannah. So they said, Allah Jalla wa Ala, out of His mercy, stopped people from grieving in Jannah. Otherwise, all what they do in Jannah is what? To grieve. For what? For whatever they have lost, or the chances that they had lost. But Allah Jalla wa Ala put the grief and sorrow, okay, on the people of the hellfire. Why? Just to increase the adab, to increase the punishment on them. Why? Because they will see, oh, had we say La ilaha illallah, we will be one of those Jahannamiyin that who? Punished, burned in the hellfire, and then at the end of that, they will leave the hellfire and they will go to Jannah. Hadn't we say that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and hadn't we left all these enjoyments, we would be at least one of those. But they will grieve because they are not going to be one of those. And the adab will be increasing. And the adab will be increasing and it has no end. So, and as one of the Salaf said, Uthman al-Nahdi said, that I thought about the situation. And I imagined myself in the Jannah. And I imagined myself in the hellfire. And I said, if you are in Jannah, what do you want to do? So you would say, oh, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You would do everything in order to what? To get more, to get more, to get more. And if I am in the hellfire, I would do everything in order to save myself from the hellfire or to decrease the adab. He said to himself, now you are having that chance. Now you have that chance. Which is what? You are just before the Jannah and before the Nar, and you can increase your wealth in the Jannah, and you can decrease your punishment or your chance to go to the hellfire. So, the chance has been given to you, so do it or make use of it. That is the whole purpose of this life, brothers. Okay? That is the whole purpose. And anything we do, believe me, anything we do that don't lead us, that doesn't lead us to this, is a waste of time. Is a waste of time. And out of the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and this is the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala, although He made it clear for us that this is the reality of this dunya, yet Allah Jalla wa Ala allowed us to enjoy, allowed us to get married, allowed us to eat and drink, allow us to have fun in order to what? This is the point. In order to encourage ourselves and to recharge our batteries so we can do more for the Jannah. Not only that, but the minute we enjoy our time in order to have that ability to maximize as our reward, the enjoyment itself will be what? Will be considered as a good deed, as among the good deeds, and we will be rewarded for the enjoyment. This is out of the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala. But the main point, brothers, really is the heart. Yeah? The heart should be attached to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And we should not forget about Allah Jalla wa Ala at any point of our time. Our heart should be as if we see Allah Jalla wa Ala all of the time. As if we are linked to Allah Jalla wa Ala all of the time. And once our hearts are linked to Allah Jalla wa Ala, we will enjoy this life and we will be maximizing our reward. And once we live with that spirit, we will really know our reality and the reality of the whole life. And we will be firm on the haq. So that is the point. And that is the whole purpose of this life. So let us encourage each other. Frankly speaking, forget about any arrangement, forget about any logistics, forget about anything. Once you put the akhirah in as your ultimate goal, and once you look at it there, and you are working for that, believe me, you will be a big person. You will not look at these silly things. You will not at least at these things that distract you and take you from that goal that you would like to achieve. So let us help each other to achieve the maximum in Jannah. And let us help ourselves to save ourselves from the hellfire. And brothers, out of the rahmah of Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah Jalla wa Ala made the good deeds wide enough for all of us to contribute to these good deeds, to have part in these good deeds. Not only dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Otherwise, the person who will just focus on the reward of the dhikr, yeah? The purpose of... See, some of the Sufis, originally speaking, they are righteous people, and they are sincere people. Just if you read the reward that Allah Jalla wa Ala gave for dhikr, yeah? لا أنا أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله والله أكبر خير أو أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, just to say سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر is better than what the whole world. خير مما طلعت عليه الشمس. Okay, so the person, he will say, why do I need to get married? Why do I need to talk with people? Why do I need to eat? Because eating will have, maybe I will spend 10-20 minutes in eating, and in this 10 minutes or 10-20 minutes, maybe I will say subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar, maybe I will say that 100 times, and 100 times I will have that big amount of maybe luxurious things in the Jannah. So I don't need to eat, and I will fast every single day. But because Allah Jalla wa Ala made the good deeds wide enough for all of us to contribute,